Welcome to Imani Praise. We hope that your experience here with us today will be one that will be rich, will be fulfilling, you will enjoy the moment, and that you'd want to come back again. For those who are coming for the second and third time, welcome back to Imani, and we trust that today will be also a rich experience for you. And as for our family, so good to see you. Good to see Sister McCord in the house this morning. Let us worship the Lord. Amen.
At this time, we want to call up our little lambs for our children's corner. Children to understand the story that I'm going to tell them. I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to tell you a story about a building that was built in total silence. Normally when people are building, what sort of sounds do you hear? What sort of sounds do you hear when people are building? Building this church building, which was the temple of Jerusalem, there was not even one sound. Everything that had to be used to build the temple was hammered elsewhere. So then it was brought to the temple of to the site where they were going to build the temple. For them to prepare the material to build the temple, it took 4 whole years because material had to be brought in from all over the world. Gold and silver and stone and huge blocks of trees were brought in from all over the world to Jerusalem to build the temple. And the temple itself, it took 7 years to build the temple. And all this time, 7 years that it took to build the temple, everything was done in total silence. And the builders did this as a way of dedicating themselves to God. And God was also using this. You know, the same way that he works in nature, do you ever hear a flower growing? Yeah, let's listen to this and see if we hear anything. Do you hear it growing? Do you hear yourself growing? Or you just feel yourself growing? Even your hair, you don't hear it growing. You just see it getting longer and longer and longer. So just as silently as God works in nature for the flowers to bloom, for the grass to grow, this is how he also works within us. And that's the same system that he used when the builders were building the temple. So maybe in the way that the builders built silently, there's a lesson that God wants us to learn. Maybe he wants to remind us he plans to build his church here on earth. Do you know which, besides this church, which is another church? Do you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? So in a way, you are also a church. So the things that you put in your body, the things that you see, you need to keep your body pure for God. And he doesn't, when he's working in you, he doesn't do it by loud, noisy methods. Everything is silent within you. It's all silent, and you just see yourself growing and growing and growing every day. So today, let's remember that God has many things to say to you and me, but we have to be still sometimes, most of the time, for us to hear God's still small voice. It is when we are silent that God speaks to us and we hear things that are worth hearing. Because sometimes when there's a lot of noise around us, you don't really hear people when they're speaking. So the same, we need to be silent to hear God speaking to us. So when we are in church, we need to remember to be reverent. When the pastor is speaking, we mustn't be speaking to our friends or fidgeting and making noise, looking around. Because when you fidget, people will look at you to see what you're doing. And that already, then they miss something that the pastor was going to say that could have changed their life. So today, my lesson for today is let us remember to be reverent in the house of God. Okay.
Our Father and our God, we come before you today just in awe of how worthy you are of our worship. Lord, we thank you that you sit high, but that you look low, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you sit high, but that you look low, because in looking low, you saw Sister McCord needed you a week ago. Lord, is sitting high and looking low, you saw the devil try to move in, try to put his filthy hands on her and do his devilish work, which is death and destruction. But because you sit high and you look low, you bowed the heavens and you rode down on the wings of a cherub. And you stood beside her, and the devil saw your face, and he fled. And we're thankful for that. Lord, because you sit high and you look low, you know that Dr. Charity has to come and go at times, but that she's always on our hearts and in our mind. And Father God, just because we have to live in this world and we have to make a living, that sometimes, though our thoughts are always present, physically we're not. But Lord, we thank you today that she's here in the house with us. We thank you today for Marlon and Celeste Ware and their family, that they're here, oh Father, because they feel that this is a place where the people of God come together. But more important than that, they feel that this is a place where you are, Lord. And you've been good, and you're adding to the church daily. Father, we pray that you would bless them and that they would find safety here, that they would find family here, but that more important than that they would continue to find Jesus here. Father God, we thank you because there's great things going on in the midst of your people today. Even in ministry, oh Father God, even in the work of ministry, there's a challenge for families to be together. But Father God, we thank you that today, oh Father, both of your under-shepherds can worship together, husband and wife, not just Pastor King and Pastor King, not Pastor King and Dr. King, but they can worship as husband and wife, Mr. and Mrs. King, with their family, oh Father God. And as they are blessed, we're going to be blessed, oh Father God. And as they rejoice, we rejoice with them, Father God, because we know that being a shepherd, an under-shepherd, requires sacrifice. To whom much is given, much is required. Bless them in this Sabbath day. Father God, move up and down the aisle and listen to each heart and listen to each thought, Lord. And weigh it in the balance of your scale. Father God, you know the answer to every one of our problems. It's you. You know the cure for any sickness or ailment. It's you. Any need, it's you, oh Lord. And so as we come here today, Father, just whisper to your people in that sweet, soothing, calm voice, abide in me. Abide in me. Abide in me and find rest. Abide in me and find peace. Abide in me and you'll never thirst again, because I am the living water that will continually flow inside of you. Father God, may our every thought, may our every action, may our every word spoken, may it be pleasing in your sight today. Father God, will you teach us how to love each other, so that the world might know that we spent time with Jesus. And as they see the change in us, that they would desire to be a part of your kingdom. This is our prayer today, oh God. And lastly, before we close, we pray that you would give the speakers power from on high. Father God, we pray that you would break up the fallow ground in our hearts, that you would already come against any excuse to the truth that we're going to raise, because you know, oh Lord, we don't mean to, but just in our flesh we resist the truth because it cuts us. But Father God, come against any excuse and let us just surrender and receive the truth, for the truth will set us free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.